welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. State-owned Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC, will invest over Rs. 13,000 crore in Assam over the next 5 years. The oil and gas company has signed an MOU with the Assam government for boosting its exploration and production activities in the state. The company will make investment for drilling more than 220 oil and gas wells across the state. The State Bank of India will revise service charges for deposits and withdrawals on October 1st. The new service charges will encompass cash withdrawals, average monthly balance, deposits and withdrawals. Uday Kotak, the managing director of Kotak Mahindra Bank and Asia's richest banker, believes that the India story is like a Bollywood film, complete with a hero, villains and a happy ending. According to him, while there are 100 things not going right with India and the overall picture has been very challenging, things are never as good as it looks, but never as bad as it looks either. Social media platform Twitter was flooded with hashtag boycott millennials on Wednesday after Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's statement on the ongoing auto slowdown. FM Sitharaman, in a press conference on Tuesday, had said the auto slump was due to many factors like the change in the mindset of millennials who now prefer taxi aggregators like Ola and Uber instead of paying monthly installments. US-based ride-hailing giant Uber has reportedly laid off 435 workers across its product and engineering teams as part of its effort to stem growing losses. This is the second round of job cuts in recent months, as it had fired 400 employees from its marketing team in July. The latest layoff reportedly represents about 8% of the organization, with 170 people from product team and 265 from engineering. Most of the head cuts were for US-based employees. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari on Wednesday said states were free to make changes in the penalties under the new Motor Vehicles Act. The statement comes after some states, including Gujarat, Maharashtra and Bihar, expressed dissent over its implementation in totality, as the new law led to hefty penalties on traffic violators. The minister said the idea of imposing fines was to make people disciplined and not to collect revenue from fines. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.